Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, Reno Collier and Pat Godwin in studio, plus love advice from Allie Breen right after this.
Good morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Bonjour, Bob and Tom.
Hi. Oh, it's
Pepe Le Scrotum.
Yeah! Pepe Le Scrotum. Good morning,
Hi,
Pepe.
Hi, Pepe.
Comment allez-vous with you?
Oh, we're fine.
Hi, Pepe.
I heard you were talking about my old job.
Your old job was?
Oui, collecting the non-urine.
Was that your job?
Used in these fertility drugs.
Yes, yes. It was a terrible, terrible job, and I'm glad I no longer do it.
Well, why was it so bad?
Well, you know, you have to go around, you know, collecting the urine. But I just wanted to call to tell you why they had to stop using it.
Why?
Well, it's a terrible, terrible thing. These babies, they were conceived and born with using the non-urine. When they came out, they would not cry when they were spanked.
They wouldn't?
No.
Why?
You had to wrap them across the hands with a ruler.
I see.
Hey, Chic McGee.
Yes, Pepe.
What are the only three words you need to know in French?
Oh, I know this one.
That's right.
Thank you, Pepe Le Scrotum.
Au revoir.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Allie Breen is a lovely young lady on the make in New York City. And I think we're hooking up with her right now to see if we can help people with their love troubles. Allie, can you hear me okay?
Yes. How are you guys?
Oh, good. Hi. Good.
Allie.
But I want to start with something. I'm assuming that you probably are not aware of this. This is one of those weird internet things involving the realm of human sexuality. Doctors are warning people not to do this. This is yet another one of those internet things that gets passed around, and idiots tend to try this. To be clear and yet at the same time not too vulgar, it involves using toothpaste in order to delay certain things in the realm of
if you have premature
love.
Ejaculation, come on, you can say it.
They're suggesting rubbing toothpaste, but this doesn't work and it's bad.
No.
Doctors are saying don't do it.
Who came up with that?
Who knows? Maybe they weren't selling enough Pepsodent. I don't know. What a terrible idea. Just so anyway, if you've heard about it, ladies and gentlemen, don't be part of this. Nothing
public service announcement.
Delay the crust with crust.
Because yes, we can do all kinds of name brand jokes. I can say, did you see the gleam in her eye? Don't do this, because doctors apparently some toothpaste have bleach in them.
Well, yeah, the whitening one, sure.
So, I don't know which is which, but I mean.
Mint. Wouldn't that sting no matter what? I mean, I guess that's the point.
That's what makes you last longer. You're just thinking about the sting.
No. Like,
okay, well, in any event, don't do it, ladies and gentlemen. But let's get back to the world of dating. And what have you got for us in the, in terms of your mail bag?
Dear Allie.
Your mail bag.
Wow, that's a real double entendre.
Yeah, he said it.
Reach into the scrotum of letters.
Dear Allie, the other night I had a mouse in my house and my boyfriend screamed louder than I did. He stood on a chair and I had to ultimately be the one to get it out of the house. And now, to be honest, I'm way less attracted to him. What do I do?
Hmm. Oh, my gosh. That's weird. Well, is he weird?
Yeah, I would think that would just be funny.
Yeah.
If that affects your affection for this gentleman, I'd take a long, hard, deep look inside myself.
Maybe he had a horrible experience with a mouse when he was a kid or something.
Yeah, I agree with Chick on this one. That's
I'm with her. He's a pussy. Leave him.
Me too. Leave him. I'm with you.
You don't need that wuss hanging around.
What happens if a guy breaks in?
I can't barbecue.
You're worried about the mouse. What if a dude comes in? I mean, if you think you scream at a mouse.
Yep.
Oh, he'll be useless.
Totally useless.
So that's part of being in a relationship. You have to be with somebody who can defend your home.
As a man.
As a man.
As a man, you have to be
as
able
a man.
To, as a man, Miss Monopoly, you have to stand up and protect your home.
There you go.
I think when you first see the mouse, you jump a little bit, don't you?
No.
Oh,
let me tell you something. I killed a mouse with a footstool one time, and I never felt more alive in my life.
That a boy. That a boy, Chuck.
I crushed just did his little head.
Just did a massive spider kill the other night.
Yeah. And you don't like spiders.
I took care of it, though. I took care of business.
We've all heard Tom's eek. It goes like this. Exactly what it
sounds. That is what it sounds like.
That's exactly right. I don't deny it. I think when you first see the mouse, you're scared, but then you get, okay, it's a mouse, you take care of it. If this guy's standing on the chair screaming, I don't know.
What are we going to do if another radio station people come in here and try to take over our studio, and then Tom's here to defend us? What do we do? That's right.
I think that's a movie, Airheads or something. Isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, Brendan Fraser might be in there.
I mean, what do you think, Al? I don't think it's that big a deal. I do. Whatever.
I think it would be funny for the most part.
Yeah,
but
I would laugh at him.
I say there's something else going on.
Exactly. Chick's right. The underlying issue is you don't like him that much.
Because the mouse scared him. It was so adorable. Stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's when you love him. Yeah.
That gets old quick. That's like crying in front of a girl. You can do it once, maybe twice, but if you do it all the time.
Reno is the 1984 comedian.
That OJ really has.
OJ's a man.
No, I was trying to do jokes from a long time ago.
Oh, sorry.
I think she's already made up her mind.
Yeah, break up with him.
She wants a certain type of guy.
There you go.
Maybe his mom. Maybe his mother was bit by a rat, died of the plague.
We should keep track of how many times we tell people to break up. I think it's about
90%. It's got to be 90-10.
You think?
Yeah.
Go on. Sorry, Allie.
Who's the next person we can tell to break up?
Dear Allie, I keep having dreams about my husband's best friend. He's going through a divorce.
I'm starting to think
about him all the time.
Oh,
it's also making me find my husband way more annoying.
You cut out at the wrong time there.
As a matter of fact, he wouldn't even kill a mouse the other day.
So she's starting to even resent the husband now.
This isn't going to end well.
What does she want to know?
Is this normal or is it the beginning of the end?
Well,
I'd say it's the middle of the end.
Yeah, it's the middle.
I say it's the end of the end is what I'd say.
Yeah.
Just ask your husband if you should incorporate the friend. Hey, he's going through a divorce. He's having a tough time. Should we invite him into our bedroom some night?
Yeah, that's going to work. Thanks, Josh. Very helpful.
See, everybody else is nearsighted. You got 20/20 vision.
Thank you. It lets
Amazing.
The friend know that you're interested, and it lets the husband. It gives the husband a chance.
Yes.
Right. It gives the husband a chance to respond.
Yeah.
And so whether
and you can
it
always
be,
play the, hey, don't be caring. Jealous. Don't be jealous.
Yeah, I think they're the possibility of ruining three lives here, which usually we only get a chance to ruin two on the show.
Yeah. This is exciting.
Oh, yikes.
I'm telling you, this three-way idea.
I think the
idea.
Beginning, I think the dreams aren't bad, but once you start finding your husband more annoying as a result, that's a problem.
That's bad.
Because you're thinking about what it could be like with someone else, and I guarantee you it's not going to be as good as you think it's going to be.
As the voice of reason, Christy Leaf, this is the I've Been Down That Road segment of the show. Okay.
Well, yeah. Don't do it. Just
go ahead and just have the gangbang. All right.
All right.
Thank you. Very
helpful. All right.
I thought that was the devil's three-way. That's
that is. I was going to say, I wonder how often a woman's ever proposed that. It's always a guy proposing threesomes, never women.
Yeah.
I think women would propose the devil's three-way, right?
What's the devil's
three-way? Has anyone ever had that happen?
Two guys, one girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have not had that.
She might propose that if she's a hoa.
What are you, kid from Forrest Gump? A hoa. My mama's a hoa. Hell.
Next.
Oh, wait a minute. Never mind.
Chick and I have always been on the same page about this one thing. That has never been in my any kind of multiple.
You couldn't handle
that. I cannot play zone. I can barely play one-on-one.
Thank you.
I can't go
well
zone.
Put, sir.
I can't go zone.
Wait, is that in your fantasy world, Reno?
No. It's not.
Yeah, no.
I mean, not, especially not with the devil, two dudes.
Josh, I can tell by the way you're smiling, you have some weird dream.
No,
about
haven't you had a three-way?
Oh, what time is it? I need to see her. Is your girlfriend at work?
Oh, she's got to know by now.
I don't think she does.
I think she does.
Transparency.
I don't think she does either. He's kind of like...
He has that weird look at his face. I don't know if she does or not.
Oh.
Well, she does now.
So. It doesn't matter, right?
I mean, which kind of three-way? But not that kind of three-way,
it doesn't
right? Or both
cut
kind.
To Josh's house. Suitcases everywhere. No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all.
It was way before I knew you, honey. What are you doing? Yeah.
Next letter,
hey,
Ellie.
This is the first time. This is the first time my segment has ruined one of our own relationships.
You'd think so.
Yeah. I'm doing ground here. I better move on.
Yeah.
This is getting
What's going. Another? We need another letter.
Okay. And by the way, though, I will admit I've watched that in porn, but would never want to actually do it.
Oh. Did you like it?
On that one.
Did you like watching?
Yeah, like that's the kind of I mean, it's not bad to watch, but I would never in a million years want to do it.
Gotcha.
Is the thing. Yeah.
I think you kind of want to do it.
What's the old joke? Too many thank you notes to write.
I think that might be the year. Yeah.
Okay. All right, moving on. Dear Allie, I got invited to a friend's wedding, someone I was close to in college. The catch is my invite was clearly stated as a secondary invite because other guests had canceled. So now am I obligated to give a gift? And if yes, what price range should it be in? Part of me says yes. The other part of me says no, seeing that I'll be dropping $300 in gas and hotel when I'm just filling in for someone who can't make it.
No. If it's a destination type thing, no gift.
That's not necessarily true.
What?
Yeah.
So somewhere there's couples that hate me?
Yeah.
This stuff is so complicated and mean and awful. Just if you get them something nice and call it, have fun. What do you think?
What price? $50?
I guess, sure.
Because that doesn't sound like a destination wedding. $300 is probably you're driving somewhere and getting a hotel because you don't want to drive back.
But if you're
destination, I think of as like an island.
I've never heard of a secondary invite before.
Anything longer than 30-minute drive is a destination wedding.
So you've heard of this? Like you didn't make the first cut?
Christy,
so
be careful. Remember, you're kind of on thin ice here. Christy, at one of your weddings,
I invited Chick.
You called Chick
minute.
At the last minute.
I didn't.
At the last minute, and honest to God, the groom said, yeah, a couple slots opened up.
That's a true story. I wasn't going to say
Christy really wants you there.
And
well, really? Well, she should have invited me in the first place.
I had no idea that he did that. In my defense, I had no idea.
One of my best friends was getting married and his best man had to back out and he said, hey, will you be the best man? And I was happy to do it.
But so. I'm talking about in an invitation. Like, does it say on there, oh, by the way, we've had some people cancel. Would you like to come? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I've never heard of that either.
It's like when you fly Southwest. There's when you line up, you're in row A or a section B, and then you...
Yeah, so she's a group C guest.
Yeah, 75C. Yeah.
Now boarding.
Yep. Group C. She'll be sitting between two fat people in the pew.
Yeah, I'm confused. I don't know what to say.
I think I would get a gift no matter what, but that's just me.
I would agree. I think the secondary is just the timing. I think probably if it's like 2 weeks before you realize that someone canceled, if everyone else got invited months before.
Get him something used.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Secondary gift.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
a secondary invite.
Yeah.
Solves
yeah, that's right.
Well, a little,
brilliant.
Some nice matching outfits from Goodwill.
Yeah.
Or something that seems nice, but really like a $300 gift card to Circuit City.
Yeah. There you go.
Or a handwritten coupon book for things you could do together.
Yeah, back rub, cut your grass.
Yeah.
Or tie it all together, get a three-way with cheese from Skyline Chili.
Hey, there, yes.
There's your three-way, got a nice gift, some delicious chili.
Somebody wrote in and suggested that's the only three-way I've ever had. Isn't that what just happened? The three-way with chili is the only three-way I've ever
had. God, I wish I'd thought of that.
Yeah, that's a funny joke.
It is. But I also love a nice three-way with cheese. Yeah. It's very tasty. You ever had that, Allie?
Three-way with chili?
Yes, I don't see you as a big chili eater.
I've never been to
Not
Skyline.
Not a big chili eater, but I'm a big cheese. I like cheese on everything.
Oh, really? Then you'd like Skyline. They put it on by the pound.
God, I've never been there.
It's the best.
What? It's delicious.
I've never been to Skyline chili.
We'll go next time we go to Cincy.
Okay. Okay. There's one right here.
Yeah, there's one right here.
Oh, you're right. Real close to my head.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry, Allie. Next letter, please.
Dear Allie, I've been married for 12 years. The past 4 years, my wife doesn't want to have sex with me. It's maybe once a month or so. I've tried everything to get her in the mood. She says it's not me, it's her. Any suggestions on what I should try next?
Get a lawyer.
I would say arsenic.
Wow.
Married 12 years.
Does it say how old they are?
Doesn't matter. No.
Yes, it does matter.
It does, and there's been...
There are women who have some issues.
Has she changed
physically?
If she's on any kind of medication in the last 4 years that she wasn't on before?
Right.
You both should talk to your doctors.
Yeah, there's hormones involved here that are probably out of whack,
right.
I would guess.
Yeah, talk to your doctors.
Maybe it's Cosby time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, knock her out and have your way with her.
The comedy ruiner baton now handed to Griswold.
I'm so thankful to give it up.
All morning we've been passing around the comedy killer baton. It started with Josh.
Yes.
Went to Reno. Chick had it only briefly, but I got it back.
You got it back big time.
What did we say that made you want to sanitize too, by the way?
Pardon me.
Sanitizing.
Sorry, I have a little weird habit. Things gross me out. I have to sanitize. Allie,
so if she's
me.
Or she's having an affair for the last 4 years, I don't know. I mean,
ooh,
I tend to give these people the benefit of the doubt. She says it's her. There's something going on.
I think it's a hormone thing.
Yeah, just
imbalance.
Check.
Yep. I think it reeks.
You do?
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
You think she's having an affair?
I think she's at least dreaming about his best friend. I can tell you.
it's me, not you thing, and then not having sex for long periods of time.
Maybe the fact that he's not a woman. This is all complicated. We, of course, have absolutely no business even speculating. which is why this segment is so illegitimate and why I suggested the Cosby thing as a gag, which no one finds funny. Okay, sorry. Next.
One more letter.
Well, it's too bad guys can't do anything. Like, girls, if they wanted to spice it up, could do some lingerie, right? Can guys do an equivalent thing, show up in a Speedo thong?
Well, you're the lady of the house here, you and Christy. Has a guy ever done anything that in that realm of whatever you want to call it?
Do the dishes. That turned me off.
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah.
I do the dishes every night.
Well, then Kelly must be lucky.
We were talking about something off the air. Now, Allie, have you ever lived with a man for an extensive period of time?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Now, like 5 years.
Okay. Now, I do the dishes every night. And I have a system.
Wow.
Yes, we know.
I don't like anybody else in the kitchen.
Right.
My little girls take their plates and everything to the sink. But I have a way that I do it, and I don't want to be bothered. Don't want anybody in there.
I'm the same.
Don't give me any advice. I have my brush over here, my sponge over here, my cloths over here.
Right.
I load the dishwasher a certain way.
Uh-huh. Yep, I'm the same way. Yep.
And Josh and I were talking about this, not in a comedy way, but just it's sort of my therapy.
Yes.
It's kind of, I know I can do this. I know how to do this.
This gets me right with the world.
Sort of meditative.
Yeah.
I love the hot soapy water.
And yet it has never resulted in me getting any kind of... So this is not working. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, the trick is you have to start by not doing the dishes and then slowly start doing them.
No.
If you start doing them, it's not that thrilling.
If I stop doing them, we'll have to move to a different room.
I think all relationships should be predicated on, the trick is...
Yeah.
You have to start using tricks.
No, but Allie, to get back to your question, Allie, is there some like outfit that your boyfriend would put on that would be?
It's the opposite. I don't think guys can do that, right? I mean,
I don't know. Walking in a fireman's outfit
with your hose hanging out.
Oh, there we go.
Right, hose hanging out.
You ever do the towel trick?
Oh God,
here we go.
What's the towel trick?
You're not familiar with this one.
Probably I don't think
so. Vulgar.
Sure.
Yeah. Let's just say, without going into any detail, a guy walks in, there's a very prominent towel
hanging
on something, and he says, "Have you seen my towel?
He can't find it." He raises both hands and goes, "Where's my towel?"
Yeah.
Oh, that's a classic.
Hardy, hard.
Yeah, that was invented in the 1840s.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.